sweet Savior, of how he would pity poor sinners and compassionate poor sinners. All that would make the soul of any to be glorious and beautiful and to equip to office is found uniquely and transcendently in Christ. All thy garments, all thy priestly garments, smell of myrrh and aloes and cass.
great Savior of his love dying for sinners, that will allure the sinner and draw the sinner, so that when we have mention made of Christ's garments, Christ's person in the exercise of his office as high priest, smelling the fog that be sweet and allure, then we read of Christ's bride, they in the ivory palaces of the means of grace have come to be drawn to Christ. And that makes Christ love. When a sinner comes to be united to Christ by saving faith, receiving him as offered to them, it makes Christ glad. And we read that others who have not yet been united savingly to Christ, but who are in the visible church, are told, go forth, daughters of Zion, go forth and behold King Solomon, that is Christ, with the crown for which his mother crowned him, in the day of his espousals, in the day of the rejoicing of his heart. And for the day of Christ's espousals, when sinners are joined to him by saving faith, is the day of the gladness of Christ's heart. They have made him glad when they came to embrace him. He rejoiced over them as a man rejoiceth over his bride. I will rejoice over thee, sinner. He sees in that the travail of his soul and is satisfied. And since they are the objects of his own eternal love, he cannot but delight in their salvation. He cannot but delight when a poor sinner comes to be united to himself and is saved in him, clothed with his righteousness, justified, and now are in union to him and in nearness to him. They are now the daughters of the once the daughters and the sons of the servants of Satan. King's daughters were among thy honorable men. Thou whose garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, thou hast a bride. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. In the first part of verse 9, Christ's bride is described in the plural, King's daughters. But among thy honorable women, because there are many sinners who will be united to Christ, and every sinner who ever came by saving faith to be united to Christ did so in an individual transaction with him. But then they can be viewed as one collective whole, the church that Christ purchased with his blood. And they are then described in the singular. It stands the queen. Gold of Ophir. Christ is king, has a queen. Christ is king, then his bride must be a queen. A great honor and dignity is put upon her, clothed in the robes of his own righteousness, adorned with the graces of his own spirit. And they, when they, in the ivory palaces of the means of grace, are smelling something of the sweetness of Christ's garments, of smelling of myrrh and aloes and cassia, that makes him glad. Christ delights not only in a sinner being saved and coming to be united to him, but Christ delights in fellowship and communion with his people. It is part of the joy set before Christ to see their souls refreshed and blessed in the means of grace. It makes him glad. I will sup with him, and he with me. Thou hast ravished me, he said of his bride, with one of thine eyes. With one small exercise